off and the clock has started.
Here we go.
Greetings. Today is May 10th, 2024, and this is 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Thanks for listening, and it's always appreciated. Now, before this episode gets going, I want to apologize in advance for the constant interruptions you'll be subjected to during this podcast. If you follow the show on the Instagram machine, then you know what's about to happen. If you don't follow the show, well, you should. During this podcast, you are going to be inundated with constant snickers, chortles, giggles, guffaws, unintelligible laughing mumbles, and out-and-out table-thumping laugh crying. Doug says he's a professional, but after the next 20 minutes you can draw your own conclusions. He has promised to hold it together for the next 20 minutes. That's not going to happen. Here's Doug.
You know what? He's not lying. I really am going to try. Welcome to episode 141 of 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. My name is Doug Prazak, and thanks for taking the time, you know, to open up your podcast app and then searching for Complete Time Wasters and ending up here. So I promise I won't let you down. You will waste your time here. But first, as we always do, let's take a look at some of the people in the list from last episode. We have Pawtucket in Rhode Island, Ensdorf in Lower Austria, Paisley in Scotland, Go Clan Douglas, Aldi in Virginia, and Milford, Connecticut. Now, if you didn't hear your town's name, well, then email me, and I'll be sure to include it in the next episode. Guaranteed, or your money back, okay? Just email me at doug@20minutespodcast.com. That's 20minutespodcast.com, and I'll mention your city next time. I promise. With all the less than happy news that's going on these days, I thought it was time to once again offer up some chuckles. You know, it's a burden that I carry to lighten up the entire world 20 minutes at a time, but let's give it a go, okay? Now, I did the first set of bad dad jokes way, way back, almost exactly 3 years ago, on April 30th, 2021. That was episode 41. And here it is, 100 episodes later, with 20 Minutes Dad Jokes 4. And that's written out Dad Jokes IV, you know, Roman numerals like the Super Bowl. So it's Dad Joke 4. I should have some sound effect there. Dad Joke 4. Well, you can kind of see how the show's going to go. As Brian mentioned, I have promised to keep it together. We'll see just how long that lasts. Yeah, I can't help it. I'm a sucker for stupid jokes. Lordy, I've got 100 of them. Get your notepad ready. And speaking of stupid jokes, I know that some of you always try and guess the punchline before I get it out. And some of you never see it coming. And then there's a few of you who don't get these jokes at all. Bless your little hearts. Well, I'm adding a feature to a few of the jokes. It's called punchline time. Some of these jokes are so obvious, you'll already know the punchline before I get it out. When it's time for one of these jokes, this is what you're going to hear.
Punchline time.
And then you'll have a couple of seconds to yell out the answer before I give it to you. No matter where you are, I want you to yell it out really loud, okay? And here's a sample of how this is going to go.
Punchline time.
What do you call a cheese that isn't yours?
3, 2, 1.
Nacho cheese. Now, I won't do that for all the jokes because that would really be irritating, but just the ones that are a little too obvious, all right? Now, you may want to get a pencil and write some of these little gems down. You know, you'd be the hit at the dinner table or at the water cooler, wherever you tell your joke. So let's get our joke on. Mr. Music, please. Did you hear about the racing snail who got rid of his shell? He thought it would make him faster, but it just made him a little sluggish. You're laughing already, aren't you? How many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but he has to do it while you're eating dinner. I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but then I turned myself around. Okay, that lasted 3 jokes. Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner? It was a little chewy. What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but that flag is a big plus. I apologize to those listening in Switzerland. Why don't pirates take a bath before they walk the plank? It's because they just wash up on shore. We all know about Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. But have you heard about Cole's Law? Yeah, it's thinly sliced cabbage. It's really, really good. I had a happy childhood. My dad used to put me in tires and roll me down the hill. Ah, those were good years. Sorry. I have a lot of good jokes about umbrellas, but you know, they'd probably go over your heads. My bank keeps calling me to give me compliments. It's really nice. They say, Doug, you have an outstanding balance. Barbers, they're a noble profession. You have to take your hats off to them. I can only hope you're laughing at some of these. I'm 12 in and I'm already hysteric. There is only one thing I can't deal with, and that's a deck of cards that's glued together. The past, the present, and the future walked into a bar. Yeah, it was tense. I searched for a lighter on Amazon, but all I could find were 6,000 matches. Did you hear about the shepherd who drove his sheep through town and was given a ticket for making a U-turn? Oh, that's the one you boo at. I saw that ESPN was going to cover a fly fishing tournament. It's a live stream. Slow burn on that one.
Punchline time.
Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
3, 2, 1.
Because they were watchdogs. Okay, be honest. How many of you got that one? Raise your hands right now. Police arrested a bottle of water because it was wanted in 3 different states. Solid, liquid, and gas. Why are elevator jokes so good? Well, it's because they work on so many levels. I'm an expert at picking leaves and heating them up in water. It's my specialty. Oh my gosh. My son's 4th birthday was today. When he came to see me, I didn't recognize him at first. I had never seen him before. I recently went to the world's tiniest wind turbine exhibit. You know, I'm really not a big fan. I was out on a walk a couple days ago when I saw a sign in a store window. It said, man wanted for robbery. So I went in and applied for the job. I'm reading a novel where the main character has a strained muscle around his spine. But that's his backstory. Oh, you literary people are just laughing your butts off right now. My doctor told me I've really grown as a person. Well, okay, her exact words are, I see that you've gained some weight. Did you hear that they finally arrested the devil? Yeah, they got him on possession. This just into the newsroom. Scientists have discovered what is believed to be the world's largest bedsheet. We'll have more in that story as it unfolds. A turtle is crossing the road when he's mugged by 2 snails. When the police ask him what happened, the shaken turtle replies, I don't know, it all happened so fast. What did the French chef give his wife for Valentine's Day? A hug and a quiche. All right, that should have been a timed joke right there. All right, let's try this one.
Punchline time.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
3, 2, 1.
Because they use a honeycomb. Come on, raise your hands. You know, I tell all these dad jokes, but I don't have any kids. I'm a faux pas. Why do seagulls fly over the ocean? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. A couple of cups of yogurt walk into a country club. The bartender says, we don't serve your kind here. And one yogurt asks, why not? We're cultured. What do you call a dog that can do magic? That's a labracadabrador. That's a mouthful. A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender says, what's with the paper towel? The pirate says, arr, I got a bounty on me head.
Oh my God.
I agree. Totally agree. When I was back in grade school, I started a business. Yeah, you know, to earn some money. The business was tying shoelaces on the playground. It was a not-for-profit.
Punchline time.
A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says,
3, 2, 1.
Sorry, we don't serve food here. Come on, you had to have gotten that one. A friend of mine wants to invent a pencil with an eraser on each end, but I just don't see the point. All right, and for all you math majors out there, here we go. Why should you never mention the number 288? Well, it's because it's just too gross. I spent a lot of time, money, and effort childproofing my house, but somehow they still get in.
Punchline time.
Come on now, you have to get this one. What's an astronaut's favorite key on the keyboard?
3, 2, 1.
The space bar. Did you hear about the circus fire? It was intense. This just into our newsroom. Earlier today, a cheese factory exploded in France. Details are sketchy, but we can confirm debris is everywhere. Oh, sorry. Did you hear the rumor about butter? If you didn't, well, I'm not going to spread it. What do Bostonians call a fake noodle? An impasta. What does IDK stand for? I've asked a ton of people, and everybody I've asked, they said, I don't know. Here's a joke for 2020. Did you hear about the guy who stole 50 cartons of hand sanitizer? They couldn't prosecute him because, you know, his hands were clean. What do you call a snitching scientist? A lab rat. What's the difference between a man wearing pajamas on a bicycle and a guy wearing a tuxedo on a unicycle? A tire. God. Why is Peter Pan always flying? Well, it's because he never lands. Okay, we reached the halfway point. How many of you just went, oh my God, there's more? Yes, there's 50 more. Here's a joke about paper. You know what? Never mind. It's terrible. How can you tell it's a dogwood tree? That's right. From the bark. That should have been a timed one. What did the skeleton order with his beer? A mop.
Punchline time.
Where do you learn to make ice cream?
3, 2, 1.
Sunday school. Okay, you should be 4 for 4 on those jokes. I hope you are. Why do nurses like red crayons? Well, sometimes they have to draw blood. My IQ test results came back. They were negative. If athletes get athlete's foot, what do astronauts get? Mistletoe. You had to have gotten that one too. My wife asked me to sink her phone, so I threw it in the ocean. What do you call someone with no body and no nose? Nobody knows. In a freak accident earlier today, a photographer was killed when a huge chunk of cheddar fell on him. Witnesses say the people who were being photographed did try to warn him. Wow, I hit my head on the microphone. Ow. I'm okay. Thanks for asking. What did the drummer call his twin daughters? Anna 1, Anna 2? I agree. I was just reminiscing about the beautiful herb garden I had when I was growing up. It's good times. I started reading a horror novel in Braille. Something bad is about to happen. I can feel it. Why do pumpkins sit on porches? Because they have no hands to knock on the door. Oh, God, that was stupid. My friend wants to become an archaeologist, but I'm trying to talk him out of it because I'm convinced his life will just be in ruins. I got hit in the head by a can of Coke today. Don't worry, it didn't hurt. It was a soft drink. My wife is really mad that I have no sense of direction. So you know what I did? I packed up my stuff and write. Slow burn on that one. Did you think about it? I pack up my stuff and write. If you're going to be barbecuing this weekend, don't forget the pickle. It's kind of a big deal. Justice is a dish best served cold. If it were served warm, it would be just water. Now, if you didn't get that one, spell it out. Spell out justice. And I'll do the joke again, okay? Justice is a dish best served cold. If it were served warm, it would be just water. See, now you're all really laughing really hard. My dog accidentally swallowed a bunch of Scrabble tiles. I think this could spell disaster. I had a date last night. It was perfect. Tomorrow, I think I'll try a grape. You know, it hurts me to say this, but I have a sore throat.
Punchline time.
How does Darth Vader like his toast?
3, 2, 1.
On the dark side, duh. Inflation is really getting out of hand, but yeah, that's just my 5 cents. Why did the can crusher quit his job? Because it was so depressing. do you get that? I can guess what people do for a living just by looking at their hands. I mean, I'm usually wrong, but, you know, I can guess. The other day, my friend said to me, "What rhymes with orange?" I said, "No, it doesn't." How many of you are still with me? How many mystery writers does it take to change a light bulb? Well, two. One to screw it in most of the way, and another to give it a surprise twist at the end. Did you hear about the actor who broke his leg on stage? He's still in the cast. I have an inferiority complex, but not a very good one. What did Tennessee? Well, the same thing that Arkansas. That's a sixth grade joke right there. Sundays are always a little sad, but the day before is a Saturday. So stupid. I bought an expensive Rolls Royce, but didn't pay for a driver. All that money and nothing to show for it. I like that one. I've been thinking about taking up meditation. I figure it's better than just sitting around doing nothing. You may have heard that Waldo went into therapy. He needed to find himself.
Punchline time.
Okay, this is the last time joke that you should be able to figure out the ending before I ever get there. All right. What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
3, 2, 1.
Aye, matey. Oh, man. Are you 5 for 5 on those? I was going to tell a time-traveling joke, but you guys didn't like it. My girlfriend and I are trying this whole new long-distance relationship thing. I have to stay 100 feet away from her at all times. Also, the police say I should stop referring to her as my girlfriend. Hey, if your kid refuses to take a nap, are they guilty of resisting arrest? They just keep getting stupider, don't they? I know a lot of jokes about retired people, but none of them work. Here's perhaps the stupidest one. What's red and smells like blue paint? Red paint. I've been bored recently, so I decided to take up fencing. But the neighbors are all like, "Hey, put that back." How do you weigh a millennial? In Instagrams. I went to a wedding last week. It was so beautiful, even the cake was in tears. You know, of all the inventions of the last 100 years, the dry erase board is the most remarkable. I was going to tell a joke about water, but it was just tasteless. We're really rolling now, only 4 more to go. Why do scuba divers always fall backwards into the water? Well, if they fell forwards, they'd fall into the boat. A man goes to his doctor and says, "Doctor, I think I'm losing my hearing." The doctor says, "Can you describe the symptoms for me?" Man says, "Sure. Homer is fat and bald. Marge has tall blue hair." I worked in a bank for just one day and I got fired. What happened, you ask? Well, a woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over. All right, here's the last one. Here's the last one, number 100. During a recent password audit, it was found that the dumbass in the office was using the following password: Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Sacramento. When asked why it has such a long password, he said, well, he was told it had to be at least 8 characters long and include a capital. And with that, we're going to bring 20-Minute Dad Jokes 4 to a conclusion, as well as the end of episode 141. What did we learn? Well, we haven't learned anything except that Doug can't keep it together for 20 minutes. I can't help it. I love stupid dad jokes. I have not much more to say except thank you very much for listening and tuning in. I always appreciate it, and I'll talk to you next time on 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Bye-bye. Most people are shocked when they find out how bad I am as an electrician. Hi, it's me again, Doug. I want to take up a couple more seconds of your time just to remind you, if you want to stay informed of when the next podcast is posted, all you need to do is sign up at on that Instagram machine. It's at 20MYNGB, 20MYNGB, and that means 20 minutes you'll never get back. If you sign up there, you'll always see when the next podcast is uploaded. And if you want to leave some comments, by all means, please do go to the website at 20minutespodcast.com. So it's 20minutespodcast.com. And you can leave your comments there. It also tells you how you can be an announcer for the show. So take a look at those two things if you'd like and stay informed. And all, as always, thank you very much for listening to 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Bye-bye.